ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse DePlantis. Thank you for tuning into the broadcast today. I love this little Faith to Facts. I get so many comments and compliments on this that people watch it literally all over the world because it's short, it's sweet, and yet it's got revelation in it. I want to talk today about something that you probably have heard, you probably have prayed, and it's the most popular prayer in the Bible, probably anywhere in the world, and that's the Lord's Prayer. Jesus told us how to pray this, and I want to read it to you, Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. This is what Jesus said. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptations, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. I like that word the best. Amen. Which means, so be it. So let's go through that. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven. Jesus let us know where his Father sits, where his Father lives. Hallowed be thy name. That name of God, God has over 70 names. One name cannot be uttered with human lips. It's so holy. Thy kingdom come. God is on a mission to send you and to understand what the kingdom means. Thy will be done in earth. So if you're waiting to get to heaven to be blessed, you should be blessed in earth as it is in heaven. What's happening in heaven should be happening today in your life. As it says, as it is in heaven. It says, give us this day our daily bread so you don't have to worry about eating, because he'll supply all your need according to his riches and glory. I like, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts. Think about that. Debt can be a chain around your neck as we forgive our debtors. Jesus said, not only do we forgive our debts, but we don't have to pay for our debtors. We just forgive them, because some of them get real hard on you if you don't meet that note right away. Lead us not into temptation, which God said, God tempts no man. What Jesus was saying there was that you can walk a path you shouldn't walk because he gave you free will. But deliver us from evil. So you know there's a lot of evil in the world. And God said, well, I'm a deliverer. I can handle it. This is Jesus telling this in this very popular prayer. For thine is the kingdom. He is the I am that I am. And the power. Ooh, Lord, we don't serve a weak God. And the glory. What the word mean glory means? Wealth. Very wealthy. Forever. A timeless being. Ephesians 5 verse 1 says, be ye therefore imitators of God as dear children. So if God is timeless, you should be timeless. Then he ends it with a wonderful word. Amen. You know what that means? So be it. Isn't that a blessing of God? Not just a little teaching on this wonderful prayer. And how many times people have prayed it and don't realize what they're saying. But just, I need help. Well, go to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. That's God's unmerited favor. That we may obtain mercy. His mercy endures forever. And find grace it to help in time of need. Ladies and gentlemen, God got us covered. He's got your front, and he's got your back, and he's got your sides. Any which way you turn, God's ahead of you, God's behind you, and God's around you. Isn't that good? Now, that you ought to faith that fact. And if you faith that fact, God will bless you. Yeah, but, you know, tough times come. Yeah, not too long ago, I fell off a ladder. Can you believe it? That's been about 10, 11 days ago. You want me to show you something, going to knock your socks off? Look at his arm. Can you see this? Good Lord, it's rough, isn't it? Does it hurt? Well, sure it hurts, but it's healing. By his stripes, I am healed. I don't deny this bruise, beat up, and all that. I deny it's right. All I did was get up and say, Father, thank you. No devil in hell is going to stop this boy in any way, shape, or form. Because by your stripes, I am. I use his name, healed. I use his mission. Isn't that good? What a blessing of the Lord. So God has been so good. So I'll tell you what Kathy told me. Stay off of ladders. I said, okay. I was trying to fix something, and I'm not a good fixer. You know, she said, you got people that know how to do that. Let them do it. Faith the fact of the most popular prayer, and every day of your life will be a wonderful day. Like that person you say, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Mr. Rogers, I believe he was right. Till next week, we'll see you. God bless. Bye-bye.